Rhonda Garrison in from the Southern Farm Network. Next on today's topic, we have our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers. Commissioner, pesticide collection and disposal is always an issue for farm families, and South Carolina offers a ollie-ollie income-free, as I call it, pesticide collection program where you can drop off unwanted pesticides without penalty or worry of being penalized for having out-of-date or possibly unregistered pesticides.
You're right. Over the last number of years, we've done two programs strictly put on by the Department of Agriculture all across the state. Now we're excited to be partnering with Richland County at State Fairgrounds on what they call Richland Recycles, where we can offer that same service, maybe a little more convenient place for farmers around the Midland.
Outstanding. Now let's talk about some of the materials that they will be eligible to take to that site.
Well, our limit on quantity is 2,500 pounds of a solid material or 300 gallons of liquid. We can't take fertilizers unless it's a part of a weeding feed or some sort of pesticide program. We can't take the gas cylinders and things like that. We're primarily looking for out-of-date herbicides, insecticides, nematicides, fungicides, those types of things that are normally used in farming that either date is expired on it or perhaps people stumble across it in the back of the barn and soups them to get rid of that. So it's a way, as you say, they can just bring it there on May 16th, the date, and that's coming right around the corner.
And it's a long day. It's from 7 a.m. until 6 p.m.
Well, you're right. Some get folks on their way into work before the morning work and then after work a little while as well, just trying to accommodate people's schedules so we can get some of these products out of South Carolina, protect the environment a little bit more, have them disposed of by a professional company that Richland County has contracted with. It may be the same company that we would use before. So very precise in the way these materials be handled, and they have to be, but a great service for folks around the Midlands. That's May 16th at State Fairgrounds.
Absolutely, and it is free of charge to those that want to drop materials off, is it not?
Yeah, that's correct. Always free of charge, and you can go on the website, agriculture.sc.gov, look under Hot Topics, and find more details.
That's going to wrap up our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers.